I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Although the protest started out peacefully enough, violence between the government and anti-government supporters spread quickly. It comes at a time when Global Advance is preparing for strategic events in the Middle East. Jonathan Shibley was in Egypt last week when the protest started. The physical aspect of the uprising is providing a gospel opportunity.
Some of the things that are happening parallel what's going on in the spirit as well, and there's a restlessness in that entire part of the world, and I think as believers, we just need to focus our prayers on the people of the Middle East.
Meanwhile, this week, missionaries with Africa Inland Mission got the green light to return to Sudan following the referendum vote. If the results go as expected, South Sudan will be a new nation July 9, 2011. Missionaries there say God answered prayer in a big way. The crisis Tunisia triggered across the Middle East has had an unintended impact. Khartoum's political clout against the South has been weakened at a critical moment of separation. Pray. Official results are expected February 14th. And ministry is booming with youth in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton with Grace Ministries International says Christian schooling has been influential. About 2,700 students came to Christ through religion classes and chapels last fall, and those commitments are sticking. 66 kids recently raised money to minister to people on a nearby island.
The important thing was to see the young people willing to go out there, spend 4 days out there in this island, and share the gospel, and come back and say, God can use us even though we don't have very much.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Shoes for Orphan Souls link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.